This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Kathy Flynn. She's founder and executive director of the National New Deal Preservation Association. She's also recently been named a living treasure here in Santa Fe. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful honor and very well deserved. We're here to talk in the time we have left on the program today about an event that's happening tonight at the Santa Fe Library, Downtown Library. It's a fireside chat with New Mexico historian Baldwin Burr about Depression-era photography. And some of that photography is, of course, very familiar to almost everybody in the United States at this point, that famous Dorothea Lange photo of the migrant mother.
Absolutely.
But there's far more than that.
Oh, absolutely. And B.G., as he's most commonly known, when I said Baldwin Burr, who's
Baldwin
that?
Baldwin Burr, right. B.G. Burr.
Anyway, that was a period of another one of the New Deal programs. You know, we know about the CCC and the WPA, but this one was part of the Farm Security Administration, so it was referred to as the FSA. And it was 36 to 42, and it was a way they were able to put photographers to work.
Yeah.
That was the whole goal of the New Deal, was put people to work and to take care of our communities. So they hired 16 photographers to travel the nation. Actually sent one to Puerto Rico. I know there's a wonderful picture, photo of for five little girls carrying a child's casket down the street. Anyway, to put the photographers out there in the world in America and get the images from that period. And certainly here in New Mexico, we had photos done by Dorothea, by John Collier Jr., and Russell Lee were the main ones that did things in New Mexico. Lee was assigned to do photos from the Hispanic families and cultures and villages. And Dorothea was assigned to travel, I think, basically Route 66 from California and over through Texas, whatever, and catching people in their buggies or their, you know, whatever thing they had that had four wheels on it, or if they were walking. I know I've seen one of the pictures of two guys walking down the highway, and there's a big sign says, "Next time, take the train," and it shows this person restfully going, you know, well, that's kind of ridiculous. These guys couldn't afford to take the train.
Right.
But it was a wonderful opportunity to take images of what we were going through, what our people, our mothers and grandfathers and grandmothers were going through in the 30s and 40s. And it wasn't pleasant.
And rural New Mexico is what we're talking about in the event this late this afternoon.
Yes. And so particularly, there was a lot of pictures taken down in Pytown, and then up around in northern New Mexico. I know we have a photo that I enjoy showing in our photo exhibit of these photos of a dentist pulling teeth out of a child with a pair of pliers. And there's a bucket for him sitting there so that the kid can spit in, you know. That's the way it was. And there was a public health nurse behind holding the child's head.
Right.
And that's what it was all about, what it looked like for us, what we were going through then.
I heard an old-timer, or somebody who had talked to an old-timer some years ago from New Mexico, who said, "Oh yeah, the Great Depression, we didn't really notice that so much. It didn't change our lives," you know, the way it did people in cities or places who had been used to a certain level of prosperity.
Yes, and certainly, the rural areas could still grow their vegetables and they have their chickens and their cows and stuff if the land hadn't blown away.
Right.
And, of course, the land that was blowing away was Texas and Oklahoma Panhandle coming across to Clayton and then to Taos. Taos Junction was one of the farm security resettlement areas. And then later, most of those people were moved down to Bosque Farms. And this was another one of the programs, helping people resettle somewhere else because their land was gone, the topsoil. And all of that happened because the farmers were encouraged to grow to feed the World War I soldiers.
Was that also happening here in northern New Mexico, that kind of land loss,
not
topsoil
as much
loss?
Because we were, I think we were in the mountains and in the northern New Mexico area. But then you had the drought on top of that. And in that case, yes,
right.
Certainly.
So tell us a little bit more about Mr. Burr.
Well, I know him because he's the secretary of the Historical Society of New Mexico's board of directors, which I'm on. He's a consulting historian at the Las Lunas Museum of Heritage and Arts. He's written books on, he's authored Images of America, Las Lunas, Images of America, Socorro, and Images of America, Belen. And he's won some prizes on that. And then his most latest one is Historic Ranches of Northeastern New Mexico. But he studied under Beaumont Newhall at the University of New Mexico, and who I think was also a Santa Fe Living Treasure. I noticed that just the other day. And so he has just really done a great deal of research on the New Deal FSA photos. So he will be coming and speaking and bringing photographs in his PowerPoint so that, you know, if you come, you might actually even see somebody you know or you some family member from back. I had one of John Collier Sr.'s son speak in Taos, maybe 2 years ago. And we were in the Rural Electric Association building. And I asked him to talk about his father and John Collier Jr. And anyway, because the father was in another New Deal program having to do with Indians and resettlements and whatnot and agriculture. But it was so wonderful because that room was packed. And he kept showing pictures of his father's FSA photos. And he would say, "See this woman? That's Sarah over there. Sarah, stand up." It was a little girl. And he said, "Look, there's Sarah. Stand up, Sarah."
Wow.
And I talked to various people, and they said it was like coming and seeing a family album of all the people in the Taos area.
Right.
And they were loving it. They were very, very pleased.
Now, you're a longtime New Mexican yourself.
Well, I got to New Mexico from West Texas in 47, and at some point or other, I went off to college. You know, my folks thought, "Oh, great, she's in Portales. She can go to college there." But being a teenager, I went, "No, I'm going to go somewhere else." And I ended up back here in Santa Fe in 66 and been here ever since.
The event is a fireside chat with New Mexico historian Baldwin G. Burr, B.G. Burr. It's called Depression-Era Photography, the Farm Security Administration Documentation of Rural New Mexico from 1936 to 1942. It is this afternoon at 5:30 at the main library, downtown Santa Fe Public Library, in the meeting room there. And for more information, you can go to newdeallegacy.org. And Kathy Flynn is founder and director of the National New Deal Preservation Association. And is that an organization that people can join or get involved with?
I would love for them to.
Okay.
Yes. And this program is free. All of our fireside chats are free. we take that from the Franklin Roosevelt fireside chat days.
Right.
And we try to have very interesting ones, and this will be another one of the interesting ones we have.
Kathy, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's always good to get to be with you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.